Well, we're in the Kingdom series still, and we're teaching on the theme of giving thanks. And I want to bring a word today on a sacrifice of thanksgiving. A sacrifice of thanksgiving. So if you go to Leviticus this morning with me, Leviticus chapter 22. And we're going to read verses 26 through 29. By the way, did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Hallelujah. How was the bird? Well, he gave up a noble sacrifice, that's for sure. Hallelujah. I don't think anybody took Carl, the turkey, out on Pershing. I haven't heard anything yet. I've been close sometimes, but I think he's still around. Leviticus chapter 22. For those of you who don't know what I just said, there is a wild turkey that roams around its domain on Pershing Boulevard named Carl that they've nicknamed that will actually stop your vehicle, stop a city bus. One of these days, I'm just gonna bring him home on the bike rack if he doesn't want to move. Hallelujah. They're actually a beautiful bird when you see all their feathers out and everything and their colors. So I'm surprised he's been around that long with all the coyotes that roam around and everything. So, hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 22. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under, and from the eighth day and henceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether it be a cow or a ewe, you shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when you will offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, this is it, offer it at your own will. Now, the Jacobs are up north, so we might not have any scripture references up there to read along this morning, so I'll try to do my best to quote them. But it's there, but it's not there. Okay. Wow. All right. You shall offer it at your own will. That's very profound. Okay, so this is the Old Testament where it began with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So this word will means delight. Delight. It means to be determined to accomplish something voluntarily. To be determined to accomplish something voluntarily. And that's why Psalm 18 verses 49 through 50 says, therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. So it is an act of the will to give thanks unto the Lord. You may not feel like it. You may not like what's happening in your life. You may not understand what's going on. You may not want to do it, but it's got nothing to do with what we want to do or want to feel. It's got to do with an act of our will to give thanks to the Lord. Amen? And when you give thanks, guess what happens? Great deliverance is set in motion in your life. Whatever the enemy is coming against you with, there is a deliverance now because of a release of your will to give thanks that ignites God's attention. And he goes to work on your behalf. And it's not only deliverance, it's great deliverance. Can somebody say, great deliverance? Hallelujah. In Psalms 50 and verse 23, but giving thanks, the New Living Translation, I really like this, but giving thanks is a sacrifice, God says, that truly honors me. Hey, Jen, good to see you. Sis, just noticed you. God bless you. Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors God. If you keep to my path, listen, what path is this? The path of thanks. I will reveal to you the salvation or deliverance of God. So giving thanks reveals the path of deliverance in your life, because that's one of the characteristics of salvation, is deliverance. Hallelujah. Psalm 57, verses 7 through 11 in the Message translation. This is really good. I'm ready. Can somebody say I'm ready? I'm ready, God. So ready. Somebody say, so ready.
So ready.
Okay. Ready from head to toe.
Ready from head to toe.
There's something on that. I've got to read that again. I'm ready, God. So ready. Ready from head to toe.
Ready to sing.
Ready to raise a tune. Well, this is good participation this morning. Here it is. Wake up, soul. Sometimes you've got to just speak to your soul to wake up. Wake up, soul. Wake up, harp. Wake up, lute. Wake up, lute. Sometimes you just got to give thanks for what you don't got. L-U-T-E, lute. That's a musical instrument, but it's also a term for money. If you're in the mafia, I think. Wake up, lute. Money, find your way to my account. Jesus' name. I bought this nice new button shirt and it keeps popping my buttons. Dang. Wake up, you sleepyhead son. I'm thanking you, God. Out loud in the streets, singing your praises in town and country. The deeper your love, the higher it goes. Every cloud is a flag to your faithfulness. Soar high in the skies, O God. Cover the whole earth with your glory. God is going to cover the earth with his glory, but he needs some participation. He needs you to be ready, so ready from head to toe to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 4, I will bless the Lord at all times. At what times? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. What fear has been plaguing your heart this morning? Is it the past sins that continually try to haunt you that the adversary throws in your face? Are they the past failures that you remain in regret over that haunt you to this day? Is it fear of the future, of what could or might happen because of all the chaos in the world? It does not matter. When you give thanks to the Lord and seek Him, He delivers you from all of your fears. You have not been given the spirit of fear. That is not yours to own. It is a spirit. It is a wicked, lying, deceitful spirit that you can say no thanks. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The devil cannot drive you insane. Hallelujah. As insane as he is, he cannot drive you insane because you have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Psalms 35 and verse 18, I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among the people, much people. In 1 Chronicles chapter 25, it gives an understanding of the worshipers and what they were called to do. And it's very significant how thanks is tied into worship. So let's read this. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 2 and 3. Of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, and Joseph, and Nethaniah, Asheriah, sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Yehudin, the sons of Yehudin, Gedaliah, and Zariah, and Yeshaniah, and Habayah. You got me, Holy Ghost, on that one. Hashabiah. And Mattithiah. Six under the hands of the father, Yehuthan, who prophesied with a harp, what? To give thanks and to praise the Lord. Giving thanks ignites the spiritual gift of prophecy. When you give thanks in your life, you move into the mode of prophetic utterance. Not only are you giving thanks, you begin to prophesy about your situation and prophesy the enemy's defeat. All by giving thanks. Hallelujah. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 15, this is a great couple of verses you want to highlight in your Bible. Verses 15 through 17, this is Elisha the prophet. There's a number of kings that have gone out to battle, and they're worried about the enemy that they're facing, and they don't know what to do, but they do know that there is a prophet in Israel who has a word from the Lord. They know there's a prophet who continually gives thanks, and because he continually gives thanks, he prophesies the word of the Lord. So here's Elisha, and he says, but now bring me a minstrel. I like that word, minstrel. I know it's in the King James. A modern day translation would be musician, but I just like minstrel. There's something on that. Something Christmassy on that, I think. And it came to pass when the minstrel or musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. You want the hand of the Lord to come upon you? You want God's, both of his hands to come upon you? Why don't you just raise your hand now and give him some thanks? Because when you lift your hands, his hands begin to come upon you. Because you're surrendering. And now he can go to work. Hallelujah, in your life. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just sense deliverance taking place. I sense the Spirit of the Lord moving right now and deliverance beginning to take place in your life. One act of thanks. Turn your whole life around. Thanks be to God. Get ready to prophesy, by the way. I felt the spirit of prophecy ignite. I had to hold myself back. Hallelujah. I just want to pause just for a moment right here. Because I just sense the Spirit of the Lord settling. Paul said that I would to God that you all prophesied. So why don't we just start doing it? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many sense the Lord right now? I mean, really sense the Lord. So you don't want to move when you sense the Lord like that. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the worship team. It's about the Lord. We just worship you, Jesus, right now. Just thank you that everything is working together for good to those who love you, called according to your purpose. This is so difficult to move on. Hallelujah. But it's good training to discern when to stop. Hallelujah. And Elijah said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you will not see wind, neither will you see rain. Yet your valley will be filled with water." Whatever dryness you're experiencing right now, whatever lack you're experiencing, your valley will be filled with water, says the Lord. That's a prophecy right there. Hallelujah. That you may drink, both you, your cattle, and your beasts. It doesn't matter if the economy goes to hell. You don't have to. You can eat, drink, and be merry in Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give him thanks. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hill. The silver is his and the gold is his. And no good thing will he withhold to him that walks uprightly. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. I've said it many times. You will never go under financially if you're a giver. It's impossible. It's the only place in Scripture where God says, put me to the test. I found it to be true. I saw this billboard this week. It says, expect more, get more. I don't know what you expect when you give. I told my wife, the way I give, first, it's hilarious. But I'm giving for my sons and my grandsons' inheritance. Because the Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together,
and rolling over shall what? People give into your bosom, into your bank accounts. Do I believe in prosperity? Absolutely. God delights in the prosperity of his servants. He doesn't delight in your poverty. He's not a broken God with a broken bank account. Are there misuses to that type of preaching? Absolutely. Just like there is with everything else in Scripture. But I found it to be true. The more I give, the more I live. He that sows sparingly gets back sparingly. He who sows a lot gets a lot back. And when your heart is right, God can entrust you with wealth for the kingdom. Why? Because it'll give thanks to his name. How would you like to go to a nation and bail them out of poverty so the nation gives thanks to God for his goodness? Hallelujah. That's what I'd like to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You, your cattle, and your livestock will be filled with water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Leviticus chapter 7. Back to Leviticus. Hallelujah. Leviticus 7:11 through 13. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which ye shall offer unto the Lord. If you offer it for a thanksgiving, then you shall offer it with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Unleavened cakes mingled with oil. That's the key word. And unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Beside the cakes he shall offer his offering, unleavened bread, with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. So the sacrifice of thanksgiving was a sacrifice mingled also with oil. Hallelujah. In fact, it said oil how many times? Three times. I'd say that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So the Old Testament is a prophetic shadow of Christ, the Passover sacrifice that would be the final sacrifice, and he would send the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And this is what happened. Ephesians chapter 5. When you give thanks to the Lord, when you offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, you begin to be filled with holy anointing oil. The psalmist said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. How many need an oil change? I want the synthetic. I want the high mileage oil. You're getting an oil change right now. Hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord. And this is what it happens when you get the oil change. You begin to, Ephesians 5:19, speak to yourselves. Speak to your soul in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1. The Passion Translation.
verses 7 through 9. And about his angels, he says, I make my angels swift winds and my ministers fiery flames. So, you want to hear a testimony? 2 weeks ago, Sunday night prayer, a few of us were gathered. I was sitting in a chair. And as I sat in the chair, immediately I saw this warring angel behind the chair. And I thought, because Kelly usually sits in a purple chair there, I thought maybe this is where she was sitting and this is where the angel is stationed. So my wife was sitting in the opposite purple chair. So I said, Carrie, let's switch chairs. So we switched chairs. I said, you feel anything? She's like, no. I said, oh, he just moved over to this chair. And then a little while longer, she felt the fire on her back. He makes his angels, ministers, a flame of fire. But about his son, he called him, God saying, your throne, O God, endures forever and ever, and you will rule your kingdom with justice and righteousness. For you have cherished righteousness and detested lawlessness. For this reason, God, your God, has anointed you and poured out the oil of bliss. Everybody say bliss. On you more than any of your friends. Some other translation is the oil of gladness, the oil of joy. But when I saw this translation, that was one I had to preach. The oil of bliss. Have you ever been caught up in holy bliss? Have you ever experienced the presence of God that you're taken into this ecstatic, wonderful, blissful state? A few of you have. You don't know what you're missing. When you begin to give thanks, it takes you from the natural to the supernatural. You begin to see things and hear things and experience things, just like Paul did when he was caught up to the third heaven. Hallelujah. The oil of bliss. Luke chapter 10 and verse 21 in the Passion Translation. This is Jesus talking. He says, verse 21, then Jesus, overflowing with the Holy Spirit's joy, gladness, bliss, exclaimed, Father, thank you. You can be caught up in such a state that everything in the natural now becomes of no significance. And all you are is caught in a blissful, ecstatic state of worshiping and thanking Jesus. And Jesus experienced this when he walked on the earth. And he cries out, Father, thank you, for you are a Lord supreme over heaven and earth. See, he gets the right perspective. You have hidden the great revelation of this authority from those who are proud and those wise in their own eyes. And you have shared it with these who humbled themselves. You want to experience the mysteries and revelations of heaven? Give God thanks. Humble yourself and be caught up in the oil of bliss. Hallelujah.
You say, well, Terry, don't you lose control? No, because you have the Holy Spirit, which is self-control. You just relinquish your control. And you say, like Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself. Hallelujah. All I can do is thank the Father in Jesus' name. Yes, Father, this is what pleases your heart, to give these things to those who are like trusting children. How many have grandchildren? Has your heart ever been moved when your grandchildren come up to you and they thank you for something? It makes you just want to give everything you got. They just do it because they're thankful that you just did something or gave them something. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Papa. Whew, what do you want, the world? How much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him and give Him thanks? Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Sorry, if you want me to preach, I'm going to feed you well. You're most likely going to get the buffet edition. So don't ask me to preach if you want a lean meal, lean cuisine. Because I'm not eating those things. What are those meals that I can't even think of it? I'm caught up in bliss. What are those meals that they call a man's meal? Hungry? Hungry man. That's what I'm going to feed you, a hungry man or hungry woman meal. One of those lean cuisine meals. Tastes like cardboard. All right. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, and as you have been taught, abounding or excelling with thanksgiving. So the more you're established in faith and walking by faith, the more you're learning and being taught, the more we should be giving thanks to God for everything. And this word here in the New Testament definition of thanksgiving means grateful language to God as an act of worship. Grateful language to God as an act of worship and mindful of favors. Are you mindful of all the favoritism God has shown you in your life? You really are His favorite among all the people of the earth. You are, Dan. You're His favorite. Hallelujah. Coming down the home stretch, Psalm 107, 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices, plural, of thanksgiving, and declare His works with rejoicing. Make His deeds known among the people. Declare His works with rejoicing. Psalm 116 and verse 17. I will, everybody say, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will, everybody say, will call upon the name of the Lord. You've got to exercise your will. Do you know that you can exercise your will against doubts? And as you exercise your will against doubt, God will meet you and shout it out. Psalm 147, verse 7.
Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. We're about to do this. Sing unto him with thanksgiving and sing praise upon the harp or the instruments to our God. And last verse of the morning is Hebrews 13:15 in the Passion Translation. So we no longer offer up a steady stream of blood sacrifices. There's no more need for animal sacrifices. Jesus, once and for all, became the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Every prophetic shadowing of the Old Testament of the sacrifice of thanksgiving has now been fulfilled in Jesus. And when you offer up him, you are offering up the ultimate sacrifice of thanksgiving. But through Jesus, we will offer up to God a steady stream of praise sacrifices. Somebody say a praise sacrifice. A steady stream of praise sacrifices, plural. That's why we got a lot of songs to sing. Hallelujah. A lot of things we're thankful for. Amen. They just keep coming and coming. These are the lambs we offer from our lips that celebrate his name. A sacrifice of thanksgiving is the fruit of our lips that offer him and celebrate his name. Hallelujah. So as the worship team comes this morning, let's give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name.